Welcome back to Mustang Stadium in Marble Falls, Texas.
Third down and about 2 yards to go for Wimberley. Ball at the Taylor 21-yard line. Lambert now has them ready to go. Shotgun formation. Turns, gives it to Smith, trying to get outside right. A lot of traffic, and he's going to be brought down. And that's going to be a loss of one, loss of two for Dennis Smith. So it'll be fourth down now and four, Randy.
Yeah, the Ducks weren't fooled at all. They saw Dennis Smith there in the backfield. It's obvious they were keyed on him. The entire team went the same direction that he was going there. So tough run. He tried, made a good effort, but they were just too many Ducks in the way.
Yeah. Yeah, he was overrun by a bevy of Ducks. That'll be our first bad Duck joke.
Bad Duck joke tonight.
Yeah. There'll be plenty more where that came from. Now they're going to go for it. This is a big, big play here early on, Randy. Fourth down, about 3 yards to go for the first down. Lambert has him in the shotgun again. Trinity Wilson next to him. He's going to roll left. Pressure. Throws it out left. It's caught for a first down. That's Cameron Morris. 15-10. 5. Touchdown. No, that's Nick Ilana. Touchdown. 22 yards on the touchdown play. Nick Ilana caught it out there in the left flat, Randy, and was able to just run it down that far sideline for a touchdown.
You know, Reed Jones earlier, he was the defender on that pass that was caught by the Ducks there in the end zone, and he made up for some of that right there on that play. He made a great block to spring Ilana to go down that left side.
23 yards. And now Avila will come in and try to tack on the extra point, and he does. So just like that, the Texans have answered with a touchdown drive of their own, Randy. And each team has had the ball once tonight, and each team has driven it down the field and scored a touchdown. 7-7 our score, 11:01 left to play in the first half.
That was a nice sustained drive by the Texans, of course, capped off by that nice run by Ilana there to get them in the end zone and get them on the board. It'll be interesting to see if the Texans make any adjustments to stop what appears to be a really nice running Ducks offense at this point.
Well, they're going to have to do something in the middle of the field. Whatever's happening up there that's allowing Taylor to have so much success up the middle, you know that the Wimberley Texans coaching staff talked about that when that defense came to the sideline. At any rate, it's 7-7, and Wimberley has answered that impressive initial drive by Taylor. Also want to thank Longhorn Health Solutions tonight, Daniel Stone in landscaping, Mike Cobble, Premier Residential Mortgage, and Jeff Kaufman and the Jeff Kaufman Group as well. Those are some of our annual sponsors for the playoffs as well.
Certainly appreciate their support.
7-7, and now Ilana will kick the football off. Jarvis Caldwell will try to track this one down. It's rolling on the ground. He's popped inside the 10-yard line and brought down right there at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, kind of a wobbly kick by Ilana that time, and the ball landed there in front of Jarvis, and it was rolling on the turf to his right. He was trying to bend over and get it scooped up, and it gave that kickoff team time to get down there. I thought they were almost going to get recover that kick. He was kind of slow getting the handle on it.
Yeah, I know. He was starting to get a little panicky too, Randy. I was watching his body language, and he was thinking, "Oh man, I got to get this now."
Yeah, he's lucky. Lucky he held onto the ball about the time he finally got it picked up and stood upright. He was smacked.
Snyder now is going to go off left tackle and wiped out after a pickup of about 4 yards. That's Ronald Scott with the pickup, but it looked like it was a lot more traffic up the middle than there was earlier on in that first drive, Randy.
Yeah, a crossing route by the Ducks. Wiggins that time went to the right. Yeah, again, he obviously, after that last series, has the Texans' attention, and they handed it off underneath, coming back the other way. Picked up that gain.
Second down and 6 now. Snyder will give it off right side now up the middle. And yet another good gain of about 4, possibly 5 up the middle, and that's Mikey McIntyre.
Say that fast 5 times.
Mikey McIntyre.
He was started out of the left wing back, came in motion, and they handed off to him almost like a little speed sweep trying to go around the right side.
And you were talking about how many people have carried the ball for these guys. Well, so far tonight, they've had five already. We're barely into the second quarter. Here's Snyder now, third down and one. Gives it right up the middle. They got the first down and more. It's Wiggins, Emmett Wiggins, with a pickup of seven. It'll be first down, Taylor.
Caught the Texans in a blitz that time over the left side. Nicolano went shooting up there. He had the wrong gap where the running back was coming through. Lucky that one didn't go for a lot further.
Unofficially, I have Emmett Wiggins, seven carries, 70 yards, Randy. He's been so effective right between the tackles. So first down and 10 for Taylor. Ball at the 26-yard line. Snyder brings him to the line of scrimmage. Pitch right. It's Wiggins again. Looking for running room. He's got the 30. And he picks up six more yards out to the 31-yard line. It'll be second down and four.
Yeah, he was led that time by four blockers. And, nice job opening up that lane for him there on the far side.
Yeah, that offensive front, you really have to pat those guys on the back here tonight for Taylor, Randy. They've really opened a lot of holes up front for those running backs.
Well, in that time, they led out around the right outside edge and just as successful.
Second down now. Call it second and five. Turn and give right up the middle. Why not? It's Wiggins again, and he gets it to the 35-yard line. A pickup of four. It'll be third down and one.
They motioned the right wing back that time, brought him over to the left, and where they finally snapped the ball, he was positioned to be the lead blocker for Wiggins that time over the left side.
Third down, it's going to be a long one, but that's certainly where Taylor wants to be, Randy, and you can tell they huddle up after every play, and they really try to run that play clock down. Of course, their first drive went 7 minutes, so that's what they want to do as the play clock again goes inside 10 seconds. Here's the give. It's Scott off left side. He's going to be short of the first down. A nice play out there in that right flat.
Yeah, you see the Texans' defensive front that time. They did a little bit of shift and actually shifted to the left. The play went around. They shifted to their left. Play went to the offensive left, and they're lucky that that defensive end able to stay home and make that tackle.
And they're going to measure this now, Randy. And
looks to me short from our vantage point.
Yeah, I think it's going to be short by about a half yard. Weldon Nelms has his hands on his hips, and I don't know if you saw him. He's wanting to get into a conversation with his head official here, and he was making the holding sign. So, Weldon, after so many years, he ought to know they're not going to listen to him. They're not going to change their mind, Coach.
Oh, but I bet they'll get his opinion whether they want it or not, huh?
Now what do you do? Half yard short. You've been running the football effectively all night here, Randy. But you're in your own territory at your own 36-yard line or so. And I don't know. This is kind of antsy here if you're Taylor. But I guess, heck, if you come in here 3-7, just go for it, huh?
They certainly hadn't had any negative yardage on a carry yet,
no.
So why wouldn't you go for it?
Yeah, I guess so. They're definitely going to go for it. Wimberley crowd now on its feet. Big play. Fourth down, less than a yard. Look for the quarterback sneak. Nope, they're going to give it to Wiggins. He's got the first down and more. He might go. He's to the 50, 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. He stretches, and did he get in? No, they're going to say he's out of bounds, but inside the 5-yard line is Wiggins. That's a gain of 60 yards.
Reed Jones almost had him about at the 20-yard line, or about the 10-yard, and then Colton Fonville finally pushed him out of bounds. Looks like see where they're going to mark it, about the 3-yard line.
They're going to mark it at the 3, and that's exactly the disastrous thing that can happen on fourth and short, Randy. Once you pop it past those defenders, there's nobody back there to stop you, and that's what happened.
Those linebackers were played up there tight. Like you, I believe they were thinking that it was going to be something right up the middle.
How about that? And if you noticed, Wimberley's defensive line shifted right before the snap, too. Now Snyder has the Ducks at the 3-yard line. He's going to turn and give it to Caldwell, and Caldwell's able to get maybe a yard, but that's all to the 2-yard line. It'll be second down and goal from there. Wow, what a big play by Wiggins, Randy. Unofficially, 10 carries, 140 yards, and I guess a 60-yarder, that'll certainly help your numbers, won't it?
I don't believe it. We certainly didn't expect that, and it doesn't appear that the Texans have either.
goodness. The Ducks have really hit the Texans with a big haymaker here tonight early with 6:53 left to play. Ball at the 2-yard line now. Second down and goal. Turn and give to Wiggins. He is stopped, though, at the line of scrimmage. So third down and goal now from the 2.
Now that the field's gotten short, that's 2 times in a row that the Texans' defensive front has had good penetration and they made contact with the runner back at the line of scrimmage or behind it. Certainly paid dividends that time. They hit Wiggins a yard deep, and he was only able to get back to the line of scrimmage.
So now, once again, he's about at the yard and a half mark. Actually, they're going to put it at the 1-yard line, so give him a yard on that, I guess. Third down and goal from the 1. Turn. And the give to the running back, it's a touchdown. How about that? That's Ronald Scott. He gets the 1-yard touchdown. And the Taylor Ducks lead it 13-7, pending the extra point.
Wiggins and the fullback went to the right. Of course, they've been the key this entire drive. Handed it off to go into the opposite direction. Little crosser there in the backfield. And Ronald Scott went in almost untouched.
How about that? 6:10 remaining in the first half. And Taylor now trying to tack on the extra point. It's Moises Tellez, the left-footed sidewinder, and he kicks it up. And it is through the uprights and good. So with 6:10 remaining here in the second quarter, it is Taylor 14 and Wimberley 7. How about that, Randy?
Hey, impressive. Again, a second possession, second impressive drive by the Ducks.
And that was more of your big play variety. Obviously, the 4th and a half yard, I guess you could theoretically say Wimberley played better defense for all but that one play, but if that one play is a 60-yarder, it's kind of hard to justify that. That was a huge play on that fourth and half yard.
No, but even before that, what they started that last possession down around the 8-yard line,
well,
and they had driven it up to almost midfield to set up that fourth down and short, so they've certainly proven that they can move the ball on the ground.
Well, they've gone 80 yards on their first drive and 92 their second drive. So that's pretty impressive. And you can take that 3-7 record and just throw it right out the window right now, Randy. You know what I'm saying?
We all knew that. This is the playoffs, right?
Yeah. 3-7 is one thing, but you look at the scoreboard, it says 14-7. That's more important than that 3-7. Matters not at this point, does it?
That's correct. Not just as much as the 9-0 record of the Texans doesn't at this point mean too much, does it?
And that's what's great about the playoffs. You gotta play, you know. And I have no doubt that Wimberley will answer this call, though, with 6:10 left to play in the first half. I fully expect the Texans to drive down and effectively move the football as well. Of course, I expected it to be about 28-0 Wimberley at this point, too.
I wasn't going to mention that.
Let's see if the Texans now can answer. Here's Tellez now. The kickoff will be taken at the 10-yard line, moving right to the 15-20, to the 25. And now Burchell is to the 30, and he gets it out to near the 32-yard line. That's where Wimberley will take over.
That was a very, very high kick, wasn't it?
High and short. KDRP, LPFM, Dripping Springs, Texas, at 103.1 FM, and K261 DW Henley, and the Texas Hill Country at 100.1 FM, broadcasting free and live worldwide at kdrplive.org and on wimberleyradio.com. First to 10 for the Texans. Lambert now calling signals to his offensive line. He's got Wilson to his left. Shotgun, back to throw. Looking left, a lot of time. Now he's running out of time. Now he's going to be thrown and sacked way back near the 20-yard line by a bevy of Ducks.
Wow, what a huge loss. You know, and he had some time to throw the ball. He just had good coverage by the Ducks down the field. Couldn't find anybody to throw the ball to.
That's 11-yard loss. They're going to mark it at the 22-yard line. Yeah, so that one hurt. Second down and 21.
Well, uncharacteristic of Lambert that time not to either get rid of the ball or tuck it and go.
Yeah, he's usually pretty good about getting rid of the football. And once again, Taylor with good coverage evidently in the secondary, because initially he had pretty good protection. He just couldn't find anybody open.
That's right. He had time to throw the ball, just couldn't find a guy.
Lambert now will turn, fakes it to Kelly, pitches it out right side to Trinity Wilson. Ball on the ground. It's recovered by Taylor at the 16-yard line. Taylor will take over the football. It was recovered by Isaac Franco. It'll be first down and 10 for the Ducks at the Wimberley 16-yard line. How about that?
Wow. Yeah, Lambert tried to do a little option pitch to Dennis Smith. Pitched it behind him. Smith couldn't get a handle on the ball, put it on the ground. Raymond Rodriguez for the Ducks came up with it.
Well, and it looked like a pretty good pitch, didn't it, Randy? I mean, it hit Trinity there in the hands. I couldn't tell what the problem was. Trinity, it looked like, was trying to hit that hole probably maybe before he got complete control of the football. Perhaps it was that.
Yeah, he never did get his hands, or, you know, never got it under control, that's for certain.
Right. Here's the give off right side.
They ball back on the ground.
Wimberley's got it at the 25. Picks it up to the 32-yard line. The Texans have it. That's Davis Holloman who scoops it up. So how about that? They trade fumbles on back-to-back plays.
Just like that. Mikey McIntyre was trying to get around the right side. He was hit. I didn't see who'd made the contact. Knocked the ball on the ground.
Holloman picked it up, Randy. I thought he was going to be able to advance it even further than he did. As it is, they're going to get the ball at the Texans' 31-yard line. And you talk about dodging a bullet now, Randy.
Oh, that, yeah.
That's what that was.
Yeah, from what we've seen so far, you can't give the Ducks the ball on your own 18-yard line and expect to keep them out. But you know Coach Nelms is trying to calm the boys down at this point. Almost 5 minutes to go here left in the half to get something going down the field.
High formation behind Lambert. Direct snap. He's going to pitch it out left side to Trinity Wilson. Wilson is going to be knocked down after a pickup of 1, maybe 2 yards. Nice play in that. Taylor Duck linebackers over there were really able to wipe him out. Actually, they're going to give him no gain on that play. It'll be second down and 10.
They strung him out all the way to the sideline before he was finally tackled. But like you said, he never could find a seam to go up the field.
4.5 minutes left to play in the first half. Again, Taylor on top of Wimberley here, 14-7. Mike Blackwell here along with Randy Hermes from Mustang Field in Marble Falls. First round of the high school playoffs. Division II, Class 3A playoffs. Here's Lambert rolling right, looking, throwing. Throwing long, he's got a man, it's Burchell. And he caught it at the 30. Still on his feet to the 25 and out of bounds at the 23-yard line is Hunter Burchell.
Boy, that ball seemed to hang up there, and he actually had to stop his route and come back to get it. A little bit uncharacteristic again of Lambert. That ball was been easily picked off. Good job by Burchell to get back underneath it.
43 yards on the pickup there, Randy, and they're going to spot it at the Taylor 23-yard line. And had Lambert been able to get the ball down the field further, Burchell would have been gone. He was way behind the secondary.
Yeah, the Ducks continue to play man coverage on these Texan receivers, and they had to know that was coming.
First and 10, turns and gives it to Wilson. Look out, he's got the 20. He's got the 15 and to the 10, and out of bounds inside the 10 at the 7-yard line is Trinity Wilson. So that's a pickup of 16 yards. First down and goal for the Texans.
Yeah, nice running by Trinity. Going around outside, we've seen him run that play 100 times this year, just over the right, outside of the right tackle. Great block by the wingback. I think that's Dennis Smith over on this side who made a nice block to get him an extra 5 yards.
And Smith is once again in the backfield with Wilson as Lambert calls the signals from the shotgun formation. Lambert's got the snap, going to give it up the middle to Smith, and he is going to be hit initially at the line of scrimmage and then swarmed under. That's going to be no gain for Dennis. It'll be second down now and goal from the 7.
Well, every time they put him in the backfield, you could tell those Ducks just key on him. And, again, he was hit almost as soon as he took the handoff.
Yeah, he really was. Second down now and goal for the Texans. 3.5 minutes now left to play in the first half. Texans trying to tie this game. Trailing it 14-7. Taylor Ducks putting on a show here tonight. Texans trying to answer. Lambert in the shotgun formation. He will give it to Trinity Wilson. Right side, he gets outside to the 5. 3, stretches, touchdown. Trinity Wilson, 7 yards.
That same play they ran two plays ago. Again, Trinity Wilson around that right end. Good blocking up front.
It was Go ahead, Randy. I'm sorry.
He was able to lunge that last 2 yards past that one would-be tackler and reach right there at the pylon and then reach across for the touchdown.
That's what I was going to say. It was good blocking, but then he had to take care of business the last 3 yards on his own. Avila now to try to tie it up. Snap is good. The hold is good, and the kick is up. And it is also good. And with 3 minutes and 2 seconds left to play in the second quarter, Wimberly has tied the score. And I don't think we're going to see a lot of punting here tonight. We've had four possessions, Randy. Well, I guess with the fumbles, I guess it's more possessions than that. But at any rate, we've seen sustained drives all night long here tonight from both teams, and it's 14-14.
Well, the Taylor Ducks ground game has been impressive, to say the least. They, 3, 4, 5 yards of chop, and then that one nice long run by Wiggins has kept them here in business.
Well, and I'm telling you, Randy, we've watched teams with a lot better one-loss record than Taylor this year who couldn't hold a candle to the Ducks. I mean, clearly that 3-7 record means nothing, and maybe there's more merit when we talked about how they played their first four games of the year against the 4A teams, because I can assure you we hyped up a lot of these teams this year and thought they were a lot better simply because they were 6-2 or 5-3 or what have you. This Taylor team is impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. And, the other thing is that we've played so many teams this year where they had a star, a feature, a marquee player, So, and these guys, 9, 10 different kids carry the ball every game.
And you know what? If the Texans go ahead, and I fully expect them to go ahead and win this football game ultimately, that Weldon Elms is probably going to think, I told you guys. You guys are reading the paper about this 3-7 deal and the you just know you got to bring it every week. Here's Caldwell now at the 5-yard line. He's got the 10 to the 15 and out to the 19-yard line is Jarvis Caldwell. And who knows also, Randy, if Wimberly goes ahead and wins, this might be the best kind of wake-up call they need to start the playoffs, too.
That's right.
You can spin this any way you want.
Yeah, I know. You'd like to think they didn't show up a little flat, maybe looking at this 3-7 team, saying, well, we're going to have a better opponent next week. The Ducks have certainly come to play.
20-yard line. Taylor will have it with 2:54 remaining in the first half. Ducks with a couple of timeouts remaining. So let's see if Jeremy Snyder and company can put together yet another impressive drive, and let's see if the Texans can hold them. Snyder's going to look left and throws left, and it's knocked away in the secondary. That was a nice play by Cade Davis.
Yeah, perfectly timed. That time Cade came up, was behind the intended receiver, and he was able to reach around and bat that ball away over here on the near side.
Snyder with a good throw that time, Randy. He was trying to hit Mikey McIntyre.
Yeah, again, Snyder has played for the Ducks the last 3 or 4 games, and they certainly have thrown the ball with some success. Gave them more of a balanced attack. And again, the way they run the ball, you can't help but focus on the running. And it's almost a surprise when they do pass the ball.
Now that it's going to be Snyder giving the ball up the middle again for a short gain. I believe that was
Wiggins again.
Yeah, give him a gain of 3. It'll be 3rd down and 7. Wiggins now, 144 yards on the ground here in this first half, Randy. And don't tell Weldon Nelms that. You don't want him to know that at halftime. He might jump on him a little bit if he sees that number is not going to make him happy.
Big 3rd down here.
Yeah, huge 3rd down. 3rd down and 7. 2:10, and the clock is running. Play clock is at 5 now. Snyder will have to hurry and get it off, and he does. Back to throw, over the middle, deflected and intercepted at the 40-yard line. It was deflected and intercepted by Reed Jones.
Yeah, Nicolata, he floated back whenever he saw that it was going to be a pass. Floated back from his linebacker position right there in the middle of the field, and he jumped up to try to intercept it and actually batted it, made it go high, and went over the intended receiver and was able to pick that ball off. Who was that on the
interception? It was Reed Jones. And that was an outstanding effort by Jones, Randy. He had to dive and sprawl all out to get that interception, and they're going to spot it at the Taylor 41-yard line. And how big could this be? 1:58 remaining, 3 timeouts. Wimberly trying to take its first lead of the night here. Late in the first half, we're tied at 14. Here's Lambert. He's going to turn and give it to Trinity Wilson off right tackle. That thing has worked all night. 35, spins forward. Nice run down to the 31-yard line, and a first down for Trinity Wilson.
Ooh, Coach Nelms, you can see him holler, telling him from the sideline, hey, you need to put that ball away. He was really swinging it out there. Of course, the Ducks are defense is playing very aggressively. Nice run. But I bet he'll hold it a little tighter to his body next time.
They're going to spot it at the Taylor 30-yard line. It'll be first and 10. Clock is at 140 and running now. Lambert, shotgun. And he will turn and give it to Trinity Wilson up the middle. Look out, 25-20. Another first down. A pickup of 11. Down to the 19-yard line is Trinity Wilson. First down.
That was a very slow developing play. It's almost a delayed handoff. Lambert kind of took one or two steps back and then handed it to Wilson there over the right side. Nice play.
Now they're going to go no huddle with 1:23 left to play. And now Wimberly, I believe, is going to take its first timeout. No, it's going to be Taylor's timeout. So Taylor will be down to one timeout now. They wanted to get settled on defense as Wimberly tried to go no huddle and just keep that fast pace offense going. What a nice game, fun game to cover here tonight, Randy.
It certainly has. I have a confession. I certainly wouldn't have, if you asked me if it would have been tied at 14 with a minute to go in the first
no
half.
No way, no way.
I would have said no way. So
again, the Ducks have come to play, to say the very least. Wilson with a nice game so far, Randy. Kind of pales in comparison to Emmett Wiggins' game, but Trinity, 9 carries, 46 yards. He's had a lot of success on that off-tackle play on that right side.
Well, we knew that coming into the game that the Ducks were a little bit, you know, porous in the stopping the running game. Again, last week they gave up over 500 yards in a shootout with lamb passes.
Ball is at the 19-yard line, first down and 10. Time a bit of a factor, although the Texans have 3 timeouts. It's not much of a factor. With a minute 19, that's forever with 3 timeouts. Lambert now in the shotgun. He has Trinity Wilson in the backfield with him. Turns and he'll give it to Wilson. That right tackle play again. Wilson breaks a tackle, stretches it to the 16-yard line. A pickup of 4.
Ducks really starting to key on him. This time the Texans are going to burn one of their timeouts.
Yeah, Texans are going to take their timeouts. Hey, remember, folks, if you are listening to this game, please show your financial support. We rely 100% on donations from listeners and businesses to make this broadcast possible. If you are a business owner and would like to have your business associated with our broadcast, call our office at 965-9969. Also, if you are an individual listening to the game and would like to make a contribution, please call 965-9969. We're certainly thrilled that you've joined us on this Veterans Day. If you're a veteran out there, hey, we appreciate you. We love you, and we certainly want to pass that along to you and hope you've had an outstanding Veterans Day. It's certainly beautiful here in Marble Falls here tonight, and we've got a dandy for you. It's 14-14 with 1:07 left to play in the first half. Wimberly, a big-time favorite coming into this ball game, but the Taylor Ducks have stood toe-to-toe with the Texans. Here's Lambert now, I formation behind him, second down and 6 from the 15-yard line. He's got Dennis Smith, I believe, in the backfield, dotting that I. He's going to turn and give it to Smith, right up the middle, to the 10, and down to the 8-yard line is Dennis Smith. Actually, they're going to spot it at the 9. Give them a first down, though. That's a pickup of 7 for Dennis. It'll be first and goal at the 9. They're going to go no huddle also here, Randy.
Yeah, nice to see Smith run that ball straight ahead that time.
Shotgun formation. Turn. Give it to Smith again. Right tackle. He breaks a tackle and is able to manage to get it to the line of scrimmage, and that's the best looking one. Actually, they're going to give him a yard to the 8. That's the best-looking one-yard gain you're going to see, Randy. That was all individual effort.
Well, my comment on the previous play was that he ran straight ahead, and that's one of the things that Trinity Wilson does when they run that play around the corner. I mean, there's no hesitation, no pussyfooting, man. He's running for that corner. Dennis, on the other hand, is more inclined to try to find that seam, take a step, and that time it cost him where he would only gain a yard.
So now it'll be second down and goal from the 8-yard line. 50 seconds remaining. Texans are down now to their last timeout here, Randy. And so time starts to become a factor now, 8 yards away from the end zone. But The Texans have so many explosive offensive players, Randy. You don't really ever sense any panic out of this Texans offense. They can score in the blink of an eye.
Well, and you can't help but think they're probably going to go up into the air now, the pass route, to help save that clock. One timeout left. Save it if they really get in a bind. But we know they can move the ball in the air, too, even down here on this short field.
Lambert's only thrown the ball twice tonight, but he has 87 yards. He's completed both of his pass attempts. He's in the shotgun formation now. Now he comes up to the line of scrimmage, barks some orders to that offensive line. He's got Colby Kelly and Trinity Wilson. Fakes the handoff to Wilson. Rolling left is Lambert. He's going to throw it into the end zone, and he kind of threw that away in the back of the end zone. He got a lot of pressure that time. It'll be third down and goal now from the 8.
Yeah, smart read by Lambert. He was stepped up, and I saw that blitz coming from the Ducks, and he stepped up and was telling his lineman, hey, get that guy. But they still was able to penetrate, get him on the run going around the left side. Looks like Hunter Burchell, and I didn't see who the other receiver was back in that left part of the end zone that he tried to go to. But the ball was overthrown, and even if they had caught it, they would have been out of bounds.
So this is another big play for the Texans. Third down and goal from the 8. 42 seconds remaining. Texans with one timeout remaining. And now they're going to blow the whistles. And Taylor has taken a pre-snap timeout. That'll be the Ducks' final timeout of the first half. What's your play call here, Randy? What do you got for us? Third down and goal?
Yeah, with one timeout left. And where they're at, I would spread them out and do an old Lambert special, a little quarterback draw.
Well, he's certainly capable of that, isn't he?
Either that or a screen to the backside.
Wilson has carried the ball 10 times tonight for 50 yards for the Texans. Lambert has completed 2 out of 3 passes tonight for 87 yards. Of course, he had the long screen pass to Trinity Wilson, and then he hit Hunter Burchell on a nice 43-yarder as well. Back on the field now. Biggest play of the game so far. First round of the playoffs. 3A playoffs, 14-14. Taylor and Wimberly. Lambert shotgun. He's got Trinity Wilson to his right as the lone running back in the backfield with it. Back to throw, looking left, pump faking, looking right now, throwing out right. It's deflected and incomplete and almost intercepted.
Yeah, they tried that little screen over here to Trinity Wilson on the right side. And, again, a lot of maybe more pressure than what they intended on that screen play. The ball was tipped by one of the pursuing defensive men and made it high where Wilson was unable to catch it. In fact, I thought it was almost going to be intercepted.
Tano Avila is now going to come in, and he's going to attempt what will be a 23-yard field goal from the right hash mark. And to say the very least, this is the biggest field goal in Tano's career here. The kick is up, and it's certainly long enough, and it's right through the upright. So good job by Tano. Wimberly with its first lead of the night, Randy. 17-14 with 30 seconds left to play in the first half.
Yeah, nice field goal by Avila there. Yeah, I have a confession. Like I mentioned earlier, we certainly didn't expect it to be this tight.
The Texans get it down to the 8-yard line, first and goal, Randy, and just not able to get it any closer at all. Avila comes in and booms the field goal right between the uprights. Texans will get the ball first in the second half, Randy. And so that field goal is pretty big, and it'll be especially big if Wimberly can come out of the locker room with their hair on fire. And I've got a feeling the Texans may come out loaded for bear as this third quarter gets started here later.
Well, let's see what happens here with the rest of this first half, 30 seconds, see what the Ducks can come up with.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, regardless, unless for some reason they turn it over, they have to go to the go to their locker room feeling pretty dadgum happy with where they're at.
Well, in a strange way, both of these teams have to feel pretty good. If they go to the halftime and it's 17-14, Wimberley will be glad that they've gotten back into the ball game, and the Taylor Ducks have to be happy with playing the number two ranked team in the state of Texas to a three-point game here in the first half. Nevertheless, we still have 30 seconds left. Here's Jarvis Caldwell. He'll take it at the 13-yard line, running right and now running backwards, and he's going to be brought down at the 12-yard line. That's where Taylor will take over with 22 seconds remaining.
Yeah, Davis Holloman on the tackle there on the kickoff team. He came down the field untouched and made initial contact, took him down. That's the second time now that Jarvis has fielded the ball cleanly for the Ducks.
And this deep in their own territory, Randy, I got a feeling the Ducks might just kneel this one down, or I guess you could give it to Emmett Wiggins, though, up the middle, couldn't you?
It could be good for 60-plus yards. We've seen that.
That's exactly right. Here's Snyder now. He's going to turn, and he's going to give it to the left side to his outside man. He's brought down after a pickup of one. That's Isaac Franco. Clock is at 10, and neither team is going to stop the clock, it looks like, as the clock is at 5-4. And the first half will come to an end. And what a first half it's been. 17-14, Wimberley leading the Taylor Ducks. A very exciting first half here, a lot more exciting than we anticipated here at Mustang Field in Marble Falls. Stay with us, everybody. We'll come back with our halftime show. You are listening to Wimberley Texans Football on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 FM.
Wimberley football broadcast is made possible by Cypress Creek Cafe, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week with live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. More information and online menu at cypresscreekcafe.com. Financial support for this Wimberley Texans playoff game is made possible by your new local State Farm agent, Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding community. Now located at 13501 Ranch Road 12, Suite 111 next to the mail stop. Available by phone at 847-9400. Byron Eccles, Judy, and the staff are proud sponsors of your Wimberley Texans. Go Texans!
Support for WimberleyRadio.com comes from Wisenhut & Lyle, providing water well drilling, pump services, and rainwater harvesting systems to residential and commercial customers throughout Central Texas. Information at 512-858-4375 or on the web at WLWSI.com.
Support for KDRP programming comes from Belterra, Texas, a master-planned community with more than 900 families who shop, work, and play in Dripping Springs and the Texas Hill Country. Online at BelterraTexas.com.
Your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware, serving residents since 1972 with tools, building materials, knowledge, and much more. Get in, get out, get on with your life. Online at WimberleyAce.com or by phone at 847-2356. The Wimberley Ace Hardware proudly supports the Wimberley High School and Texan football's road to state. This hour of programming on KDRP Community Radio is made possible by Daniel Stone and Landscaping Supply, providing stone, rock masonry, and landscaping supplies for individuals and builders. Located in Cedar Valley, east of Nutty Brown Road. By phone at 288-8488 or online at danielstoneandlandscaping.com.